time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Well, I should say good evening now, as it's Hazard with you here live from Cooperstown Central School, the famous Red Bursey Gymnasium. And we are coming live from the Dick White Tournament. It's the girls' championship final as the Unitego girls will take on Duanesburg. And Matt, it's good to have you back on the air again with me.
Absolutely. Last time we did this, Cooperstown won a state title. So I guess it's good to be back, and it's a special night tonight. Dick White Holiday Tournament's always a great event. Now with a girls tournament for the third year, and later on tonight we're actually raising the state banner for the boys.
Yeah, going to be a special night. Matt and I will be doing this game. We were originally hoping maybe we'd see Unitego Cooperstown in this game. Didn't work out that way, but still excited to see Unitego, a team that we regularly cover here on CDO, and we'll be sticking around our second night of a doubleheader. We did one last night. We're doing it again tonight. We'll have the Cooperstown boys against the Syracuse Institute of Technology. That should be a great game at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely, and, you know, very, very athletic Syracuse team versus a much different Cooperstown team. I saw them for the first time last night, actually, and very talented, a lot of skill out there, and see how they put it together against the what will be a very fast-paced game, I'd imagine.
It's our Butler Auto Sales tip-off show, so thanks for joining us. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll continue to set the scene. It's the Unitego girls taking on Duanesburg, a team we've seen in our area, in our neck of the woods, more than usual this year. We'll talk about that when we come back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream, our game audio archive, as usual, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. The Unitego girls taking on Duanesburg. And I said before the break, Matt, that we've seen Duanesburg more than usual, a very young team from Section 2, but a talented team. They came over to the Delhi tournament to start off the year, got victories over Delhi, and then the Cooperstown girls in the championship there. And then they knocked off Cooperstown again for the second time this year in the opening round here of the Dick White tournament. So I'm sure Cooperstown would love to maybe see them again down the road somehow.
Absolutely. You know, the Duanesburg team, they are not big. They start 3 8th graders. They play basketball all year round. It's a group that has played a lot of basketball together. And watching them last night, they are scrappy. And for 8th graders, it is very mature team that on the defensive end is very disciplined, and I think it will be interesting to see how they match up against a very physical Unitego team.
Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Of course, the two lots right in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, the original lot, and of course, the newer lot over on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Both teams coming off the floor. They've both warmed up. Boy, they really keep the schedule moving here at the Dick White. Not a lot of downtime, so we'll take another break. We'll get the starting lineups, and we'll get you all set. Unitego and Duanesburg, it's our first chance seeing Unitego on the air this year on WCDO. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of them as we go forward. I think a lot of people have high expectations for Unitego in the MAC, as well as Section 4 Class C. Got a chance to see them at the Grasso Tournament in Lawrence a couple weeks ago, but glad to have them on the radio once again. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a break. We're coming back with tip-off here. Unitego girls in Duanesburg and the Dick White Holiday Classic here in Cooperstown on CDO.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low-mileage clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO, live in Cooperstown, championship game of the Dick White Tournament. Unitego girls taking on Duanesburg. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo as well, our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Here's your starting lineups here for head coach Bob Z and the Unitego Spartans. They start with senior number 3, Paige McCoy, junior number 13, Jenna Faulkner, two juniors, the twin sisters Megan Perry wearing number 20, Morgan Perry wearing number 21, and the senior Brockport bound number 23, Haley Lucia. On the other side for Duanesburg, a very good team out of Section 2. They start 8th grader number 4, Alexandra Moses. They have sophomore number 10, Madison Meyer. They have 8th grader number 30, Allison O'Hanlon, as well as a junior number 32, Taylor Meyer, and 8th grader number 34, Hannah Mulhern. We're going to pause for the national anthem, folks, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Unitigo girls in the championship game of the Dick White Holiday Tournament in Cooperstown, taking on Duanesburg. Unitigo set for tip-off here. They're in their road green uniforms with the white trims. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Duanesburg is in the home whites with the purple and the gold trim. Says Eagles in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Matt, any final thoughts before we tip it up here?
No, this will be an exciting game. The question is whether Duanesburg will be able to handle Unitigo's pressure on the ball with such a young team. I'm sure Bobby's going to try to speed them up.
Off the opening tip, Unitigo will win it, but they lost control of it. It was kind of a pinball situation. Duanesburg comes away, and here we go. We're underway in the Cooperstown Dick White Tournament Championship game for the girls. Boys will be at 8 o'clock. We'll have that for you as well. Here's Duanesburg with the basketball. A lot of pressure defense here from Unitigo as Duanesburg goes left to right. Here's Madison Meyer. Gets into the paint. The jumper is no good. Rebound for Meg Perry. Outlet pass to Haley Lucia.
Yeah, well, you'll see with Duanesburg is a lot of five-out inside cuts, and Unitigo was prepared for that and got the rebound.
Right side of the floor now for Haley Lucia. Tries a little give-and-go down low for Meg Perry. Dives out of bounds but couldn't save it. Ball back to Duanesburg.
You know, Nate, I forgot to tell you, though, the one thing you missed yesterday was Bobby Z was wearing an ugly sweater.
Really?
As part of his uniform on the sidelines. Asked him before how much they had to pay him to wear it.
Yeah, right.
He said not enough.
I would have loved to have seen that one for sure. Here's Duanesburg in transition. A jumper from the right elbow for Madison Meyer is no good. Meg Perry, another rebound for Unitigo.
So now we're going to see Duanesburg on the defensive end, and you'll see how disciplined they are. For such a young team, they just have a lot of the fundamentals down in the defensive end.
Yeah, 3 8th graders on this Duanesburg team. Here's Faulkner taking it to the bucket here for Unitigo. Hit the rim twice and bounced free. Duanesburg with the rebound. Back up the floor now for Alexandra Moses to the right side. Now for Meyer. Wants to pass down low off the fingertips there of Hannah Mulhern out of bounds. Both teams kind of settling in here. 6:45 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
Yeah, yesterday on offense, Unitigo, I would say that Megan Perry had the strongest game, but Haley Lucia is definitely the person that dominates this offense and leads them. And I had respect for her until you told me she was going to Brockport.
Yeah.
As a Cortland guy, I don't know about that.
Yeah, just made her decision recently, headed down to a couple of schools, decided on Brockport. Here is Morgan Perry trying to find Paige McCoy on the baseline off her hands and out of bounds. Back to Duanesburg. Both teams kind of trading turnovers here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Unitigo now sets up in their 1-2-2 press with Morgan Perry up on the front.
Yeah, a lot of length here for this Unitigo team. There's Morgan showing off some of her soccer skills. Kicks it out of bounds with 6:20 to go first period. We're scoreless. Of course, this Unitigo team made a long trip all the way to the state finals in Class C this year in soccer. And let's see, yeah, every player on the floor right now was a big part of that team.
Yeah, and an underlying issue, too, for this game is that you have the number 5 team in the state and the number 9 team in the state playing each other for the Class C, and you can't beat that for such a early season tournament.
Yeah, that's great. As Unitigo gets a steal on the press at the left low block, they find Morgan Perry, goes up. We'll have a jump ball. I think Perry thought it was going to be a foul, but instead a jump ball gives it back to the Eagles here.
Yeah, Duanesburg only has 7 players, and they actually keep out of foul trouble a lot. The coach for them does an excellent job of rotation, and he's got a good assistant with him that's really involved as well.
Chris Heron is the head coach for Duanesburg. He's got some MAC ties, which I didn't know until recently. He used to be at Delhi. Todd Bruce told me he used to be his JV coach back in the day when Todd was coaching boys, so that's how Duanesburg ended up at the Delhi tournament.
You know, he did look familiar to me. Now that you say that, I think he was there when I was coaching there too, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so he's wanted to make trips down into Section 4 and 3 as much as he could to this area. Duanesburg with the basketball tipped out of bounds. Again, both teams struggling to find a rhythm on offense. We're scoreless. 5:55 to go in the first quarter here in the Dick White tournament championship game in Cooperstown between Unitego and Duanesburg.
Yeah, you can see the Duanesburg, too. They're picking up Haley Lucian full court. Everybody else, they're kind of settling into half-court defense.
Here's Morgan Perry. A shot down low on the baseline off the pass from Haley Lucian. No good, but Faulkner with the rebound. She's fouled. It wouldn't go, but she'll head to the line. Some of that size on the inside certainly helping Unitego so far on the glass. A couple of players in Faulkner and, of course, the Perry sisters, real long, tall, and lanky.
Yeah, Unitego's, I mean, they're a newer team for me. I've called them once or twice before, but Faulkner is really filling in Morgan Newman's role, I believe, from last year, and gives them a much-needed athletic presence to go along with the Perrys underneath, allow the Perrys to come out wide as Faulkner hits the first foul shot and really spread the defense, and that makes it a real challenge.
Faulkner settling in for her second shot, and this one is up and good. So Faulkner goes 2 out of 2. Big AAU kid, does a lot of travel ball in the summer, and it's really started to pay off for her. 2-0 lead for Unitego. A steal on the press at midcourt right on the Hawkeyes logo. Here comes Morgan Perry. Bounce pass down low to Faulkner. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Faulkner's going to go to the line, and Unitego leads 4-0 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
It's not often that you see a zone press with the three forwards at the top of the zone.
Sure.
It's hard to believe. I mean, the length that the guards have to deal with, because you're dealing with young or smaller guards and, that can't see the length of the court, and their length is just disturbing Duanesburg at this point.
Faulkner settles in, going for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity, and this one is off the mark. Rebound for Unitego. Meg Perry somehow comes down with it, finds her sister Morgan on the right wing side. So it's a 4-0 lead for Unitego as they get the ball back. They get it into the hands of the point guard here, Haley Lucia. 5:15 to go, first quarter, and a 4-0 lead for Unitego. They'll pass one down low, looking for Meg Perry. She kind of got clotheslined as it rolls out of bounds. Again, still 4-0 Unitego early first quarter.
You know, something I just saw is number 32, Taylor Meyer for Duanesburg. She just stopped in the middle of the play again and picked up Morgan Perry, and that typically doesn't happen, and she did the same thing yesterday. The sportsmanship that the Duanesburg team displayed yesterday was phenomenal while still competing hard.
Here is Faulkner, a little Dr. J finger roll off the mark. Duanesburg with the rebound. They'll try to escape the pressure here, and they will. Back up the floor now. The Eagles with the basketball as they go left to right. We'll have a turnover as Cassidy Meekis. Traveling violation gives it back to Unitego. And Duanesburg just can't seem to find a rhythm here.
Yeah, you know, Unitego yesterday played pretty much a rugby match against Utica Notre Dame. It was a very physical match, and I think that's what Unitego was hoping for. They want to do that, and with a smaller team, they might be able to take full advantage of that.
4:45 to go, first quarter, a 4-0 lead for Unitego over Duanesburg. Spartans' only loss this year was to Class B Oneonta, a 2-point loss just a couple of weeks ago, in which was an instant classic in overtime. Here's McCoy, wants to pull up, tries a little bank shot, it won't go. Morgan Perry fighting for the rebound. We'll have a call. We'll see who this is on here. Looks like it's going to be on Perry as she was jockeying for position underneath. So here's our foul situation. Duanesburg with 2 as a team, and Unitego with 1. That's the first foul on Morgan Perry.
So both of these teams that we're looking at are young.
Yeah, definitely are. As Duanesburg brings it down, Paige McCoy is going to be whistled for a foul here as Madison Meyer was dribbling down left wing side, tried to get to the low block and was fouled.
But the advantage is that Unitego has the twins and Lucia, who've had multiple years of varsity experience, versus 3 8th graders out there.
Yeah.
You can't underline that enough. But they're holding their own right now, 4-0 early on.
Duanesburg in the corner, a deep three ball there is good for Allison O'Hanlon. First basket of the game for Duanesburg, and it's 4-3. Unitego on top by a point.
So number 30, Allison Hanlon, was the leading scorer yesterday. She is a fantastic player.
There's Haley Lucia getting in the lane. Broke down off the dribble and got it to go. And it's 6-3 Unitego halfway through the first quarter.
Sticking with Hanlon again, her dad is assistant coach, and the physicalness that she has at 5'7" in eighth grade is unbelievable.
Duanesburg with a second chance opportunity here, and Cassidy Meekis off the bench gets the rebound and puts it in, and it's 6-5. Unitego girls on top of Duanesburg, 3:40 to go first quarter. Faulkner answers with a layup of her own for Unitego, and it's 8-5.
Excellent move by Faulkner, jab step to the left, taking a baseline right to the hoop.
Duanesburg back up the floor. Left wing side in front of the Unitego bench. They'll kick it out. A long two here for the Eagles. Hit the side of the rim and is no good there for Taylor Meyer. Unitigo, a long home run pass ahead. Lucia finds Faulkner, ripped out of her hands, but it'll stay with Unitigo, knocked out of bounds.
Both teams trying to turn this a little bit into a track meet. It's still a little sloppy, but I think it also plays a lot to the defense that each team plays.
3:18 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top.
So what did Todd Frazier have to say about Dwayne'sburg and their coach?
He was very complimentary, I guess you could say, of Dwayne'sburg and how they play. As the shot here for Unitigo is off the mark, and rebound opportunity for Meg Perry off her hands and out of bounds. He said, you know, coach is really building something here. He's bringing up the 3 8th graders. He wants to start challenging them now with this schedule because the future seems really bright there.
Absolutely. You got 3 8th graders starting on their team, and they've got 3 sophomores on their JV team. So it just shows you the depth that they could have in the future.
Here's Faulkner on the right wing side. Goes back to Meg Perry. Unitigo leading 8-5 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Thanks for joining us there tonight as well. Here's McCoy from the foul line. It's off the mark. A rebound is loose on the floor. Let's see. It looks like a jump ball is going to keep it with Unitigo. Unitigo, another thing about this team, Matt, is very deep off the bench. You have Haley's younger sister, Alexa Lucia, who's very good. One player that I've really liked recently for them off the bench is Maddie Wilsey, who comes up and works out at the Clark Sports Center constantly with a lot of the Cooperstown girls.
Yeah, Maddie Wilsey's a freshman, and she plays a great role for this team. Definitely six person off the bench, and definitely stellar addition.
Morgan Perry gets the turnaround bucket here in the paint for Unitigo, making it 10-5 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Dwayne'sburg stuck at midcourt. They'll step out of bounds in front of the Unitigo bench. It's going to go back to the Spartans. So certainly looks like the Spartans' defense playing a big role so far.
Yeah, Dwayne'sburg, what they need is a big game from Madison Meyer, number 10. She's a lefty, and she's manning up with Haley Lucia. Right interface defense this whole first half so far.
Here's Unitigo with the ball. A cut down low for McCoy off the glass and good. Good cut there by McCoy, and Perry fed it to her, making it 12-5 for Unitigo with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. A floater in the lane now for Dwayne'sburg from Meyer. Won't go down. Meg Perry with the rebound. Outlet pass to Haley Lucia. Lucia trying to go end to end. Dishes it out for McCoy. Back to Perry in the paint, and she's fouled hard. And she went up for the shot there with a minute 52 to go in the first quarter. It's Unitigo 12, Dwayne'sburg 5.
Listen, Unitigo is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They're getting to the rim. This Dwayne'sburg team is not big. They only have 7 people, so they don't have much depth. So you got to take it and hope that they get in foul trouble or at least get a layup out of it.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step away. A minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo girls leading Dwayne'sburg 12-5. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. Speak of the devil, Maddie Wilson, out of the timeout, checks in here for Unitigo.
Yeah, she's got a very bright future. And when you talk about her next year, going to be right alongside with Perry's and Faulkner, this Unitigo team is set for a couple years now.
Here's Meg Perry at the line. First shot is good out of the timeout, giving Unitigo a 13-5 lead. With a minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Perry. It's good. So Meg goes 2 out of 2. And it's 14-5 Unitigo over Dwayne'sburg in this battle of 2 state-ranked teams with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Left side here for the Eagles as they go left to right. Trying to settle in on offense. They'll get to the high post. Pulling up for a shot is off the mark. And Unitigo with a rebound. Shot there was from Allison O'Hanlon.
Don't count this Dwayne'sburg team out. They're down 9 right now, but they were down 7 probably about halfway through the third quarter yesterday against Cooperstown. They came storming back real quick. They are scrappy, and they will claw.
Unitigo with the ball now. Wilsey at the top of the key. A minute 20 to go first quarter. Fishing it down low, looking for Wilsey. Muscles it up and in. First bucket of the night there for Wilsey. It's 16-5. Good start for Unitego tonight. Back up the floor for O'Hanlon. O'Hanlon finds Taylor Meyer. They'll skip it across the top of the zone, but it's intercepted. Wilsey was right there. Knocked out of bounds. Goes back to Unitego. I had a lot of fun this summer. I came up to the Clark Sports Center. Maddie Wilsey was working out from Unitego. All the Coop girls, Piper Seaman, Kate Donnelly, some of those girls, and Lacey Drake was here, someone that we know very well in Section 4 from Deposit Hancock. It was like everybody in the same gym. I just loved it.
Absolutely, and that's what's great about the Clark Sports Center, what they do for this community and additional the other communities. Scott Whiteman's got a great training program going for them.
Lucia for three from the right side, and she buries it. She's got five, and Unitego's on fire right now. They lead 19-5 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here's Duanesburg down low on the baseline. Trying to take it to the rim, they'll lose control, and Morgan Perry will take it away. Perry in transition, wants to take it to the hoop, falling off balance. It won't go, but Wilsey with a rebound. Back out to Meg Perry, 20 seconds on the game clock, first quarter. Faulkner, pull-up jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Morgan Perry comes out of the fray with the loose ball, chucks it up, again hits the rim twice, won't go. Faulkner a chance, and this one will fall. About four opportunities there for Unitego, they finally bury it.
Yeah, I mean, the size is just too much right now. Duanesburg is trying everything that they can, but they just aren't getting enough bodies on the people to be able to move them out of their space, and all the Faulkner and Perry girls are just too strong.
Faulkner to the line. Unitego leads 21-5. What a start here for the Spartans with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Faulkner completes the three-point play. She's got 9 points. Let's see if Duanesburg can get a shot off here to end the first quarter. Quickly back up the floor. Bounce pass ahead. 3 seconds left. Will they get it off? And it's going to fall out of bounds before they can get the shot off. That'll do it. First quarter's in the book. Unitego 22, Duanesburg 5 in the Cooperstown Dick White Championship game here of the Dick White Tournament. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU, banking easier. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on CDO. And Unitego leads 22-5 over Duanesburg. So we start the second quarter here in the Dick White Tournament Championship game in Cooperstown.
Yeah, you know, this game is a measuring stick for both teams, honestly, this early in the year to see where they need to be in order to qualify and really compete up at the state level.
Here's the Eagles with the basketball. They'll look to pass it to the far side with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. At the high post, they'll work it out as they go left to right, and they're looking for Meyer. Meyer skips one back across for Moses. Shot clock winding down. They won't get the shot off in time. Shot clock violation. And the ball is going to go back here to Unitego with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitego in full control of this game with a 22-5 lead. And here is Lucia across the midcourt timeline. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but now goes over to Faulkner, left side. Finds Wilsey on the baseline, pull-up jumper, left it short. Rebound here for the Eagles. Eagles will bring it back up the floor, left side, trying to go coast to coast is Meyer. She's blocked, and here comes Unitego back the other way as they go right to left. Right wing side for Faulkner. Faulkner leaves one off for Megan Perry. Catching up in the play is Morgan Perry. They'll get her the ball left side. Baseline for Wilsey. Back out for Perry. This is Morgan with the jumper off the back of the rim. Eagles with a rebound. Wilsey gets tied up there with the Eagles, and they'll get the steal and leave it off for Faulkner and puts it up and in. Faulkner's got 11, and the Eagles want a timeout here, so we'll step away with 6:43 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitego leading 24-5. It's all Spartans here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The web stream, of course, brought to you by SFCU. And it is Unitego leading Duanesburg 24-5 here in the championship game of the Dick White Tournament in Cooperstown. Eagles with the ball at the high post. They try to pass down low, off the hands of Faulkner and out of bounds. And Duanesburg continues to try to get the ball to O'Hanlon or Meyer or one of their playmakers, but they just haven't had a lot of success here.
No, they haven't. They haven't been able to figure out this defensive setup for Unitego, which it flies all over the place.
Three ball off the inbounds pass here for the Eagles for O'Hanlon. It's off the back of the rim. A rushed shot there, and it was off balance as well. Unitego with the rebound. They bring it down. Meg Perry off the glass. It's good for two. And Meg Perry has four.
And they're going to be relentless. They're keeping the press on. They're going to work hard for this as they get a steal just now.
And back down the floor here for Lucia. Lucia gets into the paint, lost control of it, and is going to get called for a kick with her feet. I think she tried to just work that one back up to her hands and couldn't do it. So 6:05 to go in the second quarter, 26-5 the score. Unitego girls on top of Duanesburg. These are two state-ranked teams.
Yep.
So far, Unitego has just had the better of the play.
Absolutely. And what you're looking at here, too, though, is that what I like seeing is that both teams are getting on the ground. They're rolling for the ball. There's a lot of fight in both of these teams and a lot of game left.
Duanesburg with the ball on the left wing side. They'll work it out. They're going to try a three ball from there. Hits the side of the rim for Taylor Meyer and won't go. Unitego will rebound. They have 26 points here in the first half. They go to Faulkner. It won't go. Unitego has really struggled to score the ball this year, so this is a big offensive output for them in the first half of this game. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Unitego. Last touch by the Eagles with 5:37 to go, second quarter.
Yeah, Unitego has not, from yesterday and today, they aren't much of an offensive threat from the outside. They like to get everything near the rim. That's where the efficiency is, so they try to go for that. They know that they don't have the three-point shooters per se, so they try to overtake you with size.
There is Perry, goes inside. Morgan finds Meg, gets tripped up. Ball rolls back out to Haley Lucia. Now we're going to have a call here, I believe. 3 seconds was that? I'm not sure. With 5:17 to go here in the second quarter. 26-5 the score. And the Duanesburg Eagles are going to get the ball back. I think that was a 3-second call.
Inside. Yeah, I think so.
And so
hard
the Eagles
to see from over here.
Yeah, it was a tough angle for us. As Eagles will bring it back down the floor. They go to the top of the key for O'Hanlon. In the paint, decides to dish it out. They go to the corner now for Mikis. Mikis was too strong. Rebound for Moses. Puts her shot up, and it's off the mark, but she is fouled. Duanesburg just looking for a little bit of a spark here to get some confidence back.
Yeah, and you can see that Allison O'Hanlon is trying to be that person. She's a thick-bodied eighth grader, and she does not play like an eighth grader. Some of the moves and the grace that she has on the court, it opens up a lot of opportunities, which is what Moses just took advantage of there.
First shot from the line for the Eagles, off the mark, and no good for Alex Moses. 5 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. It's Unitego girls leading Duanesburg 26-5 in the Dick White Tournament Championship game.
I knew Duanesburg was going to have a tough time trying to score. I definitely did not anticipate them will only have 5 points at this juncture in the game, though.
No, neither did I. Moses misses the second shot. Unitigo quickly in transition. Here's Wilsey. Makes the bucket, but she's whistled for the travel first. And it's going to go back here to the Eagles with, again, 4:53 to go second quarter. 26-5 the score. Duanesburg going to the bench, and Madison Meyer will come back in.
Yeah, they need Meyer on the court. She's definitely got the court leadership that they need and definitely their best ball controller.
Boy, Duanesburg trying to pass over top of the zone. Meg Perry with the steal. Gets it to Morgan Perry for the layup. She's fouled, and it's good. There's that length once again.
Absolutely. They need to be able to fake high and go low, and they need to get some new movement going on. They aren't getting anybody in the middle of the press to try to break it. They're trying to make long passes over top, and it's just not working for them.
Perry hits the foul shot. So Morgan Perry now with 5 points, and Unitigo leads 29-5 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Duanesburg back down the floor on the right side. Gets on the baseline. Stuck in a double team here. Works it back out to the top of the key for Moses. Moses throws it away into the corner, though, trying to set up a pass. And with 4.5 to go in the second quarter, Unitigo gets the ball back, leading 29-5.
They're trying hard. They're trying to find an answer. They just aren't having any luck right now. And you got to compliment Unitigo for their effort on defensive end. They're getting great offense because of their defensive pressure.
Mallory Frazier checks into the ball game now for Unitigo. Looks like Alexa Lucia is going to be coming in soon as well. She could be your three-point threat. Definitely can hit from the outside. Unitigo has the ball going right to left. Right wing here for Megan Perry. Gets it to Morgan Perry off the glass. It won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it underneath. Looks like we'll have a call against the Spartans. And I believe this one's going to be on Morgan Perry. We'll see how many that is. I believe there's going to be two on her. Alexa Lucia coming in, Haley Lucia's younger sister. So Morgan's going to go to the bench here with 4:13 to go in the second quarter. And so the Eagles will bring it back up the floor on the right side. A steal, lost control of it. Here comes Alexa Lucia, left side. Lucia puts on the brakes, pulls it back out, finds her sister Haley. They quickly work it back into the paint now for Meg Perry. Perry back out for Faulkner, and they'll pump the brakes and look to set something up with 15 to go on the shot clock. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 29-5. Right side for Faulkner in front of the Eagles bench. Goes for Alexa Lucia at the top of the key. 5 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware they are. Lucia gets tied up, lost control of it. Duanesburg will get a steal, and now a foul on Unitigo in transition with 3:35 to go before the half.
That was a good defensive stop for Duanesburg there. They really put on the pressure. They're picking up Haley Lucia at half court. So she's not getting much on the offense, but she's taking enough of the defense out to open up opportunities for the rest of her teammates.
Foul was on Alexa Lucia, her first, team's third in the second quarter. Duanesburg works it inside, and the shot is off the mark and no good there for Hannah Mulhern. Faulkner with the rebound for Unitigo. Quickly into the hands of the guard, Haley Lucia. Down low for Meg Perry. Off the glass. No, it was an air ball, actually. Rebound goes for Unitigo, but quickly taken away. Here's O'Hanlon back up the floor. O'Hanlon dishes one over there for Mulhern. It was partially blocked there by Perry. A lot of contact. Unitigo comes away. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Broken play. Ball ends up with Faulkner's hands, and she buries it. She's got 13.
What a half for Faulkner.
Back down the floor for Duanesburg. There's a bucket for Mikis, who was kind of cherry-picking back there and was able to pick up two.
She couldn't keep up with the track meet, so she took the easiest route. She just stayed down there.
As you said, what a half for Faulkner. She's got 13, and Unitigo leads 31-7 here in the second quarter with 2.5 to go. Faulkner loses control of the ball, and Madison Meyer works it back up. Meyer will find Mulhern on the right wing side, baseline, tried to take it inside, lost control of it. Both teams scrambling. We'll have a jump ball, and the arrow gives it back to the Spartans.
Yeah, Faulkner, they keep on isolating her on the right wing, and they're just overplaying her, and they need to take her away from the right side and be able to force her left. She hasn't been showing that she can go that direction, and she's been able to capitalize on that.
2:15 to go in the second quarter. 31-7 is the score. Unitigo girls on top of Duanesburg. Lucia at the top of the key finds Faulkner. Again, Unitigo in the green uniforms with the white trim going right to left. They'll get into the paint. Lost control of it here. Eagles with a steal. Meyer with a long pass ahead. Once again, they'll find Mikis, and she'll lay it up and in. Maybe that's the recipe they need.
Yeah, Mikis is leaking on all the offensive shots, and she's gotten a couple of easy buckets from it to give Duanesburg a little bit of momentum.
Unitika leads 31-9 with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Lucia at the top of the key. Bounce pass far side for Faulkner. Faulkner looking for Meg Perry at the high post. Perry at the foul line now. Pulls up for a jumper, left it short. Kind of a line drive. Faulkner with a rebound. Faulkner works it back out and goes to Haley Lucia. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. And a minute 20 to go in the first half. Little give and go from Lucia finding Meg Perry, and she gets it to go.
What an excellent play right there. As you said, a give and go. And Megan Perry taking advantage of the soft defense there.
Duanesburg back the other way, quickly in transition. Shot won't go down on the left baseline. They'll get their own rebound and put it up, though. That's Hannah Mulhern off the missed shot from Meyer. Duanesburg getting some momentum here, down 33-11. Still a big hole to dig out of with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Mulhern's one of those eighth graders that is trying to play a lot bigger than her size. She's only probably standing 5'4" out there. And she says 5'6" in the program, but we know that all basketball programs lie.
Yeah.
And she's trying to battle the Perrys and stuff, and she's holding her own. Got to give her compliments on that.
Timeout taken by Unitigo. We'll step away with 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Unitigo girls leading 33-11 over Duanesburg on WCDO.
Need a little holiday dough? You need the SFCU MasterCard credit card. There's no annual fee, a low interest rate, zero balance transfer fees, cash advances, fraud monitoring, and a 25-day grace period for purchases. So this holiday season, increase your purchasing power and add flexibility to your financial life with an SFCU MasterCard credit card. When you're approved, you'll receive your card instantly. Apply in person or online. The SFCU MasterCard credit card. Visit one of our convenient branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Walton, Delhi, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, and Hancock. Or go to sfcuonline.org. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout here, Unitigo with a fall-away shot from Meg Perry. It's off the mark. Duanesburg's going to have a chance to hold for the last possession here with 20 seconds left. Meyer will work one back out. Duanesburg tries to pump it inside. Ball was tipped. They get it back. They'll get a foul. Let's see. Oh, a traveling violation here on the Eagles as Hannah Mulhern was trying to take it to the rim. Well, now the officials are going to have a little conference here. Okay, it is going to go back to Unitigo.
They're husband and wife, and the wife won on that one.
Wow.
But what's actually, the youth is showing up in this, and there's a perfect instance. Mulhern got it at the elbow, and she tried to kick it into two or three players. This is where experience will play out and in the future for them, and she'd be making a smarter play, passing down, try to get a three-point jumper.
Faulkner for three. No, Lexa Lucia gets it on the rebound at the buzzer, and Unitigo has a 35-11 lead at the half. Nice rebound there by probably the smallest player on the court, Lexa Lucia.
Yeah, she snuck in right behind the Duanesburg player that didn't box her out and capitalized.
So it's our halftime break. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. It's the championship game of the girls' Dick White tournament here in Cooperstown, and Unitigo leads 35-11 at the break. We'll be back with our halftime show in just a couple of minutes here on WCDO. See for yourself at Mirabido. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score, Unitigo girls leading state-ranked Duanesburg. Both these teams state-ranked 35-11 at the break. So it's Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight, also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And Matt, your thoughts on a big first half for Unitigo?
Well, Unitigo's impressive, which we already knew. They have definitely come out to play, and what they've done, which you said that they haven't been able to do, and they didn't yesterday, was score a lot of points.
Yeah.
35 points. I think that Oneana game, they scored 46.
46 in overtime, yeah.
Yeah, right. And yesterday was definitely a grinding game. So it's nice for them to have the, you know, the lid taken off of the basket today and be able to capitalize. And they're doing it from their defense. Their defense and their length, Duanesburg's got to find an answer, and their press break has to change. Otherwise, they're going to get run out of the gym again here in the second half.
Want to just run you through the first half scoring for Unitigo. 13 for Jenna Faulkner, 6 for Megan Perry, 5 for Morgan Perry, 5 for Haley Lucia, 2 apiece for Maddie Wilsey, Paige McCoy, and Alexa Lucia. On the other side for Duanesburg, Cassidy Meekis with 6, Allison O'Hanlon with 3, and Hannah Mulhern with 2. Duanesburg did get a little momentum there at the end of the second quarter, but before that, they probably had a 5 or 6 minute streak where they just really couldn't even get a good look at the basket.
Absolutely. They were even having trouble getting that past half court. And Duanesburg, though, they did start to get a little bit of momentum there at the end, and they were getting the ball down into Hannah Mulhern and trying to get to the foul line. Problem is, though, when they try to get too deep, that's when the size takes over, and they better make their shot because they're not getting any offensive rebounds. Unitigo is dominating the boards actually on both ends, and Duanesburg's got to pick up their defense, which is what they did against Cooperstown in the second half yesterday, which allowed them to get back into the game slowly. So now they're down 24 going into the third quarter, and you got to try to cut this down to 15 in the third and see what happens from there.
Cooperstown girls fall to Utica Notre Dame in the consolation game here at the Dick White Tournament, 66-53. I think that just shows how good the four teams were that you guys invited here to this tournament. It's always a great tournament and always a ton of talent here.
Yeah, this is the third year that the Cooperstown Sports Booster Club and Cooperstown Central School have invited and held a women's girls tournament, and it's been extremely impressive. This year you have three teams that were in the top 15 in the state on the last seed-wise, and Utica Notre Dame, who plays A's and B's all year round. And they will get themselves better and better, and they had a great offensive output today. And so it's great from a booster club standpoint and Cooperstown to see it. Unitigo and Duanesburg both travel very well, so it's got a good crowd here tonight, and also in preparation for what's going to be a great boys game next.
Yeah, we'll be here for the boys' game as well at 8 o'clock and also the unveiling of the state championship banner in a game that we did right here on CDO a year ago. So at the half, it's 35-11 Unitigo girls on top of Duanesburg. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. Again, Unitigo girls on top at the half, 35-11. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Cuzzo family from RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla takes this time to wish their customers and friends a happy holiday. RC Sales and Service has served the area's automotive repair and towing needs for over 25 years. They hope your holidays are filled with peace and happiness and remind you to keep safety in mind. Celebrate responsibly. Remember, RC Sales and Service for used car parts, 24-hour towing, and all vehicle repairs. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Happy holidays and happy new year from your friends at RC Sales and Service.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wherever you're listening, on the radio, on the web, we appreciate you listening in here tonight for the championship game of the Dick White Tournament in Cooperstown. Glad to be here. We were here 2 years ago. I think you and I did a game here. Didn't come last year, so glad to make it back again this year. It's always a crazy time of year with all the tournaments that are going on after the holidays.
Well, we'd like to have the famous Nate Lowell up there in Cooperstown, you know? Well, any way we can spread your market, we're going to try to.
I appreciate that. You guys are really good to me up here, so thank you for everything. As we get underway in the second half, Unitigo girls leading at 35-11. Duanesburg with the basketball. They're in the white with the purple and gold trim. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim. Here's Meyer in the corner, a deep three. The iron has not been kind to her tonight. It's off the mark and a rebound for Morgan Perry.
Yeah, there's two players that Duanesburg has to get involved right now, which is Alex Moses, number four, who's a good outside shooter, but she hasn't been able to get her shot off as well.
As here's Meg Perry taking it inside. It was partially blocked. Unitigo wanted a foul. They didn't get it, but they'll get a steal here as Duanesburg tried to bring it back up the floor. Here's Morgan Perry, thought about a three-pointer, which is rare. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Gets it back to Haley Lucia, the sure and steady guard. Passes down low for Meg Perry, out into the corner for Paige McCoy. An air ball there, kind of an off-balance shot, and Duanesburg will come away with it. Perry is pressuring full court. Duanesburg gets around it. O'Hanlon will pass one ahead, finds Meyer again. Baseline drive, the floater, hit the rim twice and bounces in. Madison Meyer's first bucket of the night here for the Eagles.
Maybe that will get her going. You can tell looking at her, she's the most graceful with the ball, and she's the best player on the court for Duanesburg. They need her to get started on the offensive end.
6.5 to go, third quarter, 35-13 the score. The Spartans on top of the Eagles. Haley Lucia gets a screen, takes it into the paint. The runner there off the glass is no good. Morgan Perry picks up the loose change. That one's off the back of the rim. Eagles with the rebound. And up the floor they come. Eagles now going right to left. They'll work it for Mulhern. Back outside. A deep three here for the Eagles is good from O'Hanlon. Her second three of the night. She's got 6 points. 35-16.
That's big. Five big points for them. Get them going. Get them going. 2 minutes into the third quarter. See if they can continue to crunch it on the defensive end and generate some offense.
5:55 to go in this third quarter. Unitigo leading 35-16. Faulkner comes off the screen. Takes it to the rim. A little up and under. Was off balance and wouldn't go. Rebound to Morgan Perry. That's off the side of the rim. And this is more some of the shooting that we saw earlier in the year for Unitigo when there was a lid on the rim for them. Duanesburg a rebound, but they stepped out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitigo.
Faulkner a little bit out of control there. Notice, though, she had to go left. If you can try to force her to go left and put up something awkward, it can definitely benefit you on the defensive end.
5:40 to go, third quarter. It's 35-16. Unitigo gets it in. They go to the left side. Now for Morgan Perry. Perry trying to go to the bucket, little up and under. She's fouled and couldn't get it to go. That's funny you say that because I had a couple of coaches jokingly text me today and say, hey, tell your color guy I need some inside info on Unitigo. Tell me who's setting screens, you know, all their plays, all that. You know, it was funny, so it's funny that you said that. Everybody interested in the MAC to see what Unitigo is going to do this year. Morgan Perry's first shot is good.
Yeah, and Their biggest challenge, I would think, in Section 4 is going to be Watkins Glen again, probably going to have an appearance.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Moravia.
Newfield is very good out there. And
Newfield's up to Class D. I forgot about that. They were Class D just a couple years ago.
So Newfield went back up to C, you know, last year, and they're going to be tough. And I think there's a couple of MAC teams that on the right night, you know, could make some noise. Pull-up jumper here for Duanesburg in the corner is good. That's Taylor Meyer, her first buck of the night. It's 37-18.
Well, it's about defense against Unitigo. If you can keep them off the board, which they have nights where they can't score.
Here's Haley Lucia, does everything but finish there. Got to the bucket and it wouldn't go on the left side. Spartans pull down the rebound. They'll work it inside for Paige McCoy. Her turnaround shot is too strong. A rebound underneath. Unitigo whistled for the foul. That's Faulkner.
If I was Duanesburg, what I would do is I would probably pack down into the lane. I would leave the Perry girls the opportunity to be able to shoot from the outside because they haven't shown that they're willing to shoot from the outside, so take advantage of that.
Duanesburg back up the floor. They trail 37-18, 4:55 to go, third quarter. A straightaway three is up and good for Alex Moses.
That was one of the players I said they have to get going. She hit a couple three-pointers early yesterday that went cold. She hits a high rainbow three-pointer, and that's her traditional shot. If she gets going, it could be a good opportunity for Duanesburg.
Here's Faulkner on the other end, takes it to the rim and finishes this time. And now a big collision at midcourt with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Meg Perry goes flying out of bounds right by our table here. It appears to be okay.
Ball's she just fell into Duanesburg. Two Cooperstown legends, Sharky Nagelschmidt and Jack Vineyard. They are youth basketball here in Cooperstown, but Sharky should have made the play as he's looking at us right now. And he's like one of those Clark Sports Center guys that taught a lot of these players who have ever played here.
Well, he did a nice thing, and they were able to catch her before she went flying into the bleachers there. As Duanesburg gets the ball, they'll pull up for a jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go, rebound for Meg Perry. Outlet pass to Haley Lucia. Lucia in transition, gets into the paint, doesn't see anything she likes, and pulls it out. 4:10 to go in the third. Unitigo leads 39-21, championship game of the Dick White Tournament here in Cooperstown tonight. In the corner, we'll have a foul on Duanesburg. That'll be on Meyer. And going back to what you were talking about before, I think on the right night in the MAC, I think Delhi or maybe DePaza Hancock could certainly give Unitigo a game if Unitigo isn't shooting well. I think the cards have to fall right, but there are some teams in the MAC that could give some trouble, and I think Newfield's licking their chops waiting on the other side of this, you know, of Section 4, and of course, Watkins Glen always finds a way, somehow.
How about Walton this year?
Walton's been very up and down, a lot of talent over there, a lot of young talent. Some nights they've been great, other nights they've struggled, so you never know. They go to the high post. Unitigo did beat them earlier in the year by double digits. We'll see on a give and go from Faulkner, and she puts it in.
Notice, though, what I was saying before at halftime, that they got to try to cut it down to 15. They got it down to 18. Now it's at 20. They got to slowly start winning the game and breaking it down into segments. And there's a great bucket right there for Mulhern.
Yeah, they broke the press very nicely there, and it ended up with Mulhern on a nice bucket. Unitigo still leads 41-23, 3:20 to go in the third, but a nice third quarter here by Duanesburg for sure. Another give and go. Wilsey wide open, couldn't finish the left-handed layup off the pass from Perry. Faulkner, though, finds the rebound. It goes through the hands of Lucia on the pass. Meyer trying to go coast-to-coast for Duanesburg. She's blocked by Meg Perry, and there's the foul.
So here's what Duanesburg's doing, though, that I would make a change if I was their coach, is that on defense, the Perry, they're setting the high screen for the Perry sisters, and either one of them, and they're shooting two people at them, but the Perrys are too good of passers, and they're hitting the person at the bottom of the zone, and they're getting an opportunity at the rim. But if they can try to just man them up, it could be a great opportunity. And Meyer goes 2 for 2 from the line, and now cuts it down to 16.
So Meyer's starting to get going. She's at 4 points now, and a timeout is taken by Duanesburg. 3:06 to go in the third. It's Unitigo 41, Duanesburg 25. We'll be back on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the basketball. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you live in Cooperstown tonight. Unitigo girls lead 41-25. They'll get a steal here. And Duanesburg's got some life here, Matt. Back down the floor they come. On the baseline here is Meyer. Meyer back out across for Moses. Two state-ranked teams doing battle tonight here on CDL. Here's a long three downtown. It's good for Meyer, and she's got seven.
That was easily 5 feet behind the line. And looky, looky, they've cut it down to 13, dominating the second half here. And if they get into single digits, I was telling Nate off air, you better watch out because they will not give up. And you can see they've got more energy on the defensive end now, too.
Here's Lucia passing one for Meg Perry. Perry works her way around. It's stolen. And Duanesburg back down the floor here with O'Hanlon. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. Who's it going to stay with here? Let's see. Stays with Duanesburg. 2:14 to go in the third. We got a ball game, folks. Unitigo 41, Duanesburg 28.
And you know Unitigo was not going to take these guys lightly. They knew that they had something in them. I'm sure they've done their research, probably talked to some teams that have played them up in Section 2, and they know what they were in for.
And a steal now by Haley Lucia in the backcourt. Lucia passes one for Faulkner, far side. Dishes one off for Maddie Wilsey. It's good. Wilsey's been nice off the bench here for Unitigo. She's got six. It's 43-28, a minute 50 to go in the third. Duanesburg back down the floor, and tied up here is Mikis. Faulkner got a piece of it. Possession arrow gives it back to the Spartans.
Yeah, Duanesburg just got to make sure that Unitigo doesn't get themselves in running, because if they can keep them in the half-court offense, that's where Unitigo's struggle is. Just make them have to play very disciplined offense, and they definitely have shown the struggle for that this evening.
Lucia comes across the Hawkeyes logo at midcourt. Goes to the right side now for Faulkner. Back to Lucia as Unitigo goes left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Duanesburg in the white with the purple and gold trim. Lucia, great pass through traffic, finds Wilsey, count the bucket, she's going to the line. Nice play there and a great feed. I don't even know how Haley Lucia saw her on the back door.
Did Morgan Newman wear 15?
No, 22, okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Wilsey looks like Morgan out there. She really does. She's got the body type and she's got the athleticism running the baseline. She's going to have more talent in scoring than Morgan did, but she's definitely going to be a major contributor for Unitigo this year.
Timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Unitigo leads 45-28 late in the third on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. A minute 26 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 45-28. And Unitigo taking this timeout to talk things over. But the big news here in the second half is Duanesburg's come to play, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other big news is we talked to Bobby Z as he was going into the locker room at halftime, and we asked him about that ugly sweater yesterday. And he said that his wife told him that he had to, even though he isn't actually a good coach, he's got to look like a coach.
Yeah.
And we all know Bobby's resume, and we know that he's a great coach, but I thought it was nice to hear Bobby joke it around in a game like this. And especially now that Duanesburg has cut it down, it's 17, could be 18 after this foul shot, but we'll see if Duanesburg can continue to put the pressure on him.
Wilsey at the line, rims in and out, and the rebound stays with Unitigo. Yeah, 600 wins, no big deal, right? I mean, for Coach Z. Haley Lucia for three on the right side. Won't go, but did a nice job to follow her shot. Gets it to Wilsey. Oh, left-handed layup won't go down. Both teams wrestling and scrambling on the floor. The jump ball, the arrow will give it back to the Eagles.
I think Bobby would be one of the first people, too, though, to say that it's also the people that he's had by his side. And Brian Birdsall for Unitigo has done a fantastic job. He's very into it. And for Brian, who might be the predecessor for Bobby in the future, to learn by his side is fantastic.
1 minute to go here in the third. Remind me, I have another coaching milestone note to share in a minute from today's games. A shot here for Duanesburg out of bounds. It's going to be a foul on Unitigo underneath as people were jockeying for the rebound. I believe it's going to be on Meg Perry.
Was it your 50,000th game that you called? Is that what you were about to say?
Jim Weir texted me today, gave me all his stats for the Milford game, picked up his 400th career win down the road here for the Milford Wildcats. So congratulations to Coach Weir.
Jimmy Weir is a larger-than-life human being, not just physically, but also in the community. He has been for Milford from basketball to softball, et cetera. He has been a staple, and congratulations to him. He is fantastic.
And he just put it in the notes at the bottom, like, you know, he had someone had an assist or something. Oh, 400 wins. I said, oh, my gosh, congratulations. So nice of him to share that, and I'm glad we can mention it on the air here.
Yeah, because I know him very well, I can say, Jimmy, you've just been around forever.
Yeah, right. Here's Duanesburg. They're going to steal it away from Unitigo with 25 seconds to go in the third. Here's Meyer trying to go end-to-end, blocked out of there by Megan Perry with 20 seconds to go, and there's that sportsmanship helping each other up there. I like to see that.
As you were talking about before, Chrissy Z is in attendance, and Jim Weir's daughter was fantastic as well for their state championship team.
So here's the ball to the right side for the Eagles. Meyer with a floater in the lane. It won't go. Rebound here for Morgan Perry. Perry back up the floor in the lane. Dishes went off again for Wilsey. Boy, that layup just will not go down for her right now. 3 seconds left. Rolls out of bounds. Goes back to Duanesburg with Unitigo leading 45-28.
It's not falling, but I like Wilsey's position. I like the strength that she's going up.
Half-court shot here at the buzzer. Oh, just off the mark there for Meyer. Three quarters in the books here in the Dick White Girls Tournament Championship. Unitigo leads 45-28. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And Unitigo will inbound the basketball in the backcourt right in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt at the famous Red Bursey Gymnasium here at CCS. Left side of the floor for Wilsey. Unitigo going left to right there in the green with white trim. Right elbow now for Meg Perry. Far side, they dish it down low for Haley Lucia. That layup won't go. Didn't even hit the rim. It was just falling away and was too strong. Rebound for the Eagles. Can Duanesburg continue to chip away and get back in this game? They trail 45-28, start of the fourth quarter. Three ball here for the Eagles. Far side is an air ball from O'Hanlon. Back up the floor now for the Spartans, and they're taking their time.
Yeah, on Duanesburg, last rebound was by Olivia Ruth, who was the only senior. And I got to tell you, if you're in high school to be the only senior to stick with it, with all this young talent coming, that says a lot about her character.
Here's Meg Perry on the low block and gets it to go from the right side. And Meg Perry now has 8 points. Very balanced scoring tonight for Unitigo. Unitigo leads 47-28 here in Cooperstown against Duanesburg in the Dick White Championship game. Left side of the floor for the Eagles as they go right to left. They'll get it into the paint. The jumper here from Olivia Ruth is too strong. Ball is loose is on the floor. Ball is loose on the floor. Excuse me, tied up. Arrow will keep it with Duanesburg.
Yeah, Duanesburg's trying to get it to the foul line. They're doing good, but if they can try to get it to the foul line and then pump some out, they're down 19. 6.5 minutes left. You better start making some threes, which is what Meyer just took and unfortunately missed for them.
So Duanesburg misses that three with Meyer. Rebound Unitigo, and the Perry sisters have been tough on the glass all night tonight. Unitigo gets across the midcourt timeline. They'll go to the left side for Wilsey, who's played some big minutes here. Wilsey goes to Perry, down low for Faulkner off the glass, and good, and Faulkner's got 17. She's going to load tonight. Unitigo leads it 49-28 over Duanesburg in this battle of state-ranked teams with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Faulkner's definitely been the best player on the court tonight. She's been given the opportunity because of so much attention to Lucia.
Meyer dishes one off to Olivia Ruth, who puts it in. What a great dish there from Meyer.
Absolutely. Tried to go down the left side and then back out to the foul line, and she took advantage of the mid-range jumper.
Here is Unitigo working it inside once again, looking for Wilsey. She gets tied up with Meyer. Ball out of bounds. Stays with the U.
Lucia's been playing a little bit more the baseline, trying to take that defender down there, but the ball movement that Unitigo has had has been fantastic and definitely something that other teams have to watch out for moving forward.
They'll work it inside for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot no good. Wilsey the rebound. Fouled. Got slapped on the wrist. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line to shoot two.
We all know, though, anybody that's, even me who hasn't seen a bunch of Unitigo games, we all know what Unitigo needs. They have the components for a championship team. They just got to get over the hump. And they've run into Bainbridge. They've run into Watkins Glen. They've run into some other teams.
Sure.
And this is a year to take advantage. Bainbridge has been down a little bit from what I've seen. And if they can do that, you never know what happens when they get to states, even though everybody's gunning for Cambridge.
Maddie Wilsey hits the first shot, hits the second shot. She's got 10, and it's 51-30 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, boy, Cambridge is looming out there, the defending state champions in Class C. They were at the Delhi tournament the last couple of years. They weren't there this year, but, boy, those twins that they have can just absolutely light it up. A steal here by Lucia, and Unitigo will bring it back down the floor.
And Cambridge is Section 2, which is what Duanesburg is, so that's Duanesburg's biggest challenge. And it might be a couple years, but if they can continue to build this, it'll be great as Morgan Perry finishes a little jumper.
Perry puts it in. It's 53-30 Unitigo. They're starting to put their stamp on this game once again with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Olivia Ruth, and she'll get a traveling violation. But you know what? This is why you come to these tournaments, and I'm sure it's why Duanesburg wanted to be here. You get to play some good non-league teams, put yourself in some different situations, longer travel, things like that. I think it's all a positive.
Absolutely. This is what you take away. What are you looking to do? You're looking to build a program that can compete. When we here at Cooperstown, which I was lucky enough to be part of the coaching staff with Coach Niles and Shannon Warren and Glenn Noto, when we won the state championship, we had South Courtright come here. And South Courtright beat us by 25 with Tori Rockefeller.
There's Perry putting it up and in, and she's got 11 up. A nice little feed from Lucia.
But that was our one loss that year, and we needed it. And that's what you got to look at when you're looking at some of these programs.
Timeout taken here by Duanesburg with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-30. Unitigo on top. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitika with a 55-30 lead. Here's a three ball in the corner for the Eagles. They are not going to go quietly. That's Allison O'Hanlon. Three threes. She's got 9 points. And a jump ball. Possession arrow here is going to give it to Unitika. But Duanesburg trying to bring some full court pressure now, Matt.
They need to. They need to try to push the game into their favor. And we'll see how the Unitika responds to it.
And now a steal by Duanesburg, but Faulkner's going to take it right back right in front of the scorer's table, far side. Traveling violation, they'll say. Eagles will get it back. Still a lot of time left with 4:20 to go.
Nate, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to explain what the Dick White Tournament is. It's in honor
of the
legendary coach, Dick White, who won 400 games here at Cooperstown. Many undefeated teams before the state tournament existed. They had some legendary teams, and a couple years ago we introduced the girls' tournament, and it's run entirely by the Cooperstown Sports Booster Club, as Madison Meyer scores right there, but it's run by Cooperstown Booster Club and volunteers all weekend.
So here is Unitigo back down the floor. Wilsey with a chance underneath. It's blocked. So it's 55-35. Duanesburg has got some momentum here. They'll get into the paint. A lot of collision there. A big collision, ball out of bounds, no call either way. And the rolling out of bounds, they're going to give it to Unitika with 3:48 to go. We'll hope that Meyer's okay. She took a big hit there, but appears to be all right.
The last thing about that Dick White tournament is this is the 37th year.
That's fantastic. Long-running tournament. I've really enjoyed coming up the last, you know, couple of years. It's been a lot of fun. Now we'll have another turnover on Unitika as Frazier gets whistled for an up and down. A double dribble with 3:41 to go here in this fourth quarter. 55-35 the score. Duanesburg a three from the left side. That one is no good there for O'Hanlon.
O'Hanlon hasn't had her best game today, but you can see the potential and you can see the talent that could be in trouble for Section 2 looking forward.
Traveling violation there for Unitigo on Lucia. I'm told that Cambridge is in the Amsterdam Classic this weekend, which has a lot of good teams, and they beat Hanover, New Hampshire yesterday, who was a state champ a year ago. So Cambridge certainly on a roll again this year.
Yeah, Cooperstown, when I was coaching, we went up to the Amsterdam. We played a school out of Massachusetts, and to be honest with you, we got rocked. But it was a great opportunity for us. And Amsterdam is known for bringing back state champions to play in that from all levels, and it's a great tournament. So congratulations, Cambridge.
Timeout on the floor, but we'll keep it right here. We've got a little opportunity to talk some more about the Dick White tournament here with 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leading 55-35. We're going to have the boys' game after this, so we'll have a quick break. We'll come right back with our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll give out our three awards for this, and we'll see who makes the all-tournament team as well. But certainly, the Dick White tournament, 37 years, I mean, that just says a lot to the Cooperstown community that's been here to support it all this time.
We are a baseball town. But we have a major basketball problem, and we love basketball here. It's been great. It's been ingrained into all of us that have gone to Cooperstown, and to continue to see it shine is fantastic. The appreciation of all the volunteers that we have and the teams that are willing to come year after year.
Here is Morgan Perry, tries to take it to the rim, out of bounds, or we will have a foul underneath. You know, Unitigo has gotten to the basket in both halves. Difference to me seems they finished very well in the first half, not so much here in the second half, but the lead has been good enough to hold.
Yeah, what they've actually done is it's been around the lanes too. They've been going up the middle more the second half, where they were using the baseline more in the first half, and they were really capitalizing on the first half, which they haven't been able to do here in the second.
Shot here is missed by Madison Meyer, and Unitigo will scoop up the rebound and bring it back up the floor. Here is Morgan Perry, and she's fouled with 2:52 to go. Reaching in was O'Hanlon. And so Unitigo looking like they will be able to capture a championship here. Again, their only loss so far this year was to Oneonta, but, I mean, Oneonta has just been absolutely on a roll to start this season. They're getting contributions from everybody, and I wasn't there that night, but everybody has said that that was a really good game between the Spartans and the Jackets.
And I think it was a little unexpected for Oneana to have as much success as they have already this year.
Frazier gets a pass and puts it in. And
Matt does such a great job with that program. Kids love to play for him, and that's what you want in your coach.
Well, he even said, you know, with the schedule that we had at their own tournament, the Drago tournament, they were hoping to get to their team. One of their team goals was to get to Christmas and, you know, be above a little bit above 500, and at this point they're undefeated, so they're off to a great start. Foul here as Morgan Perry goes down to the floor, a reach-in foul here on Duanesburg's Madison Meyer with 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Unitego leading 57-35.
I know it's a little sarcasm, but I don't know if there's been a possession on either end of the where a Perry has not been on the ground in some way, shape, or form. And they just bounce right back up, and they love it. They're physical, and that's what they need. They need to take that physicalness and turn it into wins and leadership for the community.
Unitego will inbound the basketball. Kylie Musaw is into the game now as well for Unitego. Another talented young player that they've brought up early. Go to Alexa Lucia, top of the key. Lucia dribbles to the far side, finds Tatum Coddington. Back to Lucia. Gets into the paint, a little floater in the lane. Won't go, gets her own rebound, fighting hard for it here, and she's fouled. With a minute 59 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 57-35.
So, Nate, in Section 4, do they use in the girls' system a point system or just go based on record for Section 4?
That is a point system.
Okay, so in Section 3, for girls, it's not. It's just record, which explains why Cooperstown and Oneana traditionally do not play, even though they're two great programs.
Sure.
They should play, but because it doesn't do any benefit for Oneana if they were to lose, or it could only help Cooperstown.
A timeout on the floor, so we'll continue that conversation. I mean, it's a big thing in Section 4. Coaches trying to find games where they can pick up points here and there, trying to play, if you're a C, trying to play a B, and it's becoming harder and harder with some schools like in the MAC that are D's now. Some of the C schools are upset. You know, if they lose there, they don't get anything. No points from that.
Yeah, it actually helps some. It would really help Delhi when they were in D.
Yes,
but
it,
now
it
that
did.
They're up C, and then you got some schools that because and it's only because New York State changed the number of beds that qualified you for C or D. They were right on the brink there, and they moved them up, bumped them up to C. It impacts who they end up playing. And so now these other teams in the MAC, they get the extra benefit of the extra points if they were to beat them, but it was really costly if they were to lose. So when you're trying to fill your schedule with some of those non-league games, coaches don't necessarily want to go and get that loss. It's going to cost them something at the D level, and it was always easier to try to play up. But there's some schools at the B level that say, hey, let's go. Let's give it a shot. It was great that Utica Notre Dame came down, but in Section 3, they didn't have anything to lose.
Right. No, it's an interesting conversation for sure. As we get back underway out of the timeout, Unitego with the basketball. They're looking to get a shot up and in, and they'll get that one to go. And that was Alexa Lucia who got the bucket there with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. Madison Meyer going to the basket here, lost control of it, tried to get the rebound off her fingertips and out of bounds. So Unitego leads 59-35. I think after the final horn sounds, we'll keep it right here, try to get through our three awards right away, and then we'll take a break before the boys come out and start their warm-up for the championship game, and we'll have the unveiling of the state championship banner tonight here in Cooperstown.
Sounds good. And continuing that conversation again real quick, I wish the state would look at it and say, let's all go to the same system, because it can affect your seeding, which can affect who plays who and whether you get through your bracket. To have sections make their own rules, I get it. But at the same time, I think it would be great if it was across the board.
Looks like we have a buzzer that goes off here before they inbound the basketball. Officials going over to the scorer's table to check on this.
They also name a Dick White Holiday Tournament, all-tournament team. Two of the awards have already been presented, and they'll be doing that. They'll present two all-stars for each team, including an MVP, and also a sportsmanship award on the court after.
Oh, that's great. Meg Sherman got the all-star award for Cooperstown in the consolation game. She was great today. Traveling violation here on Duanesburg. Their fans haven't realized it yet. They thought they were getting a bucket and a foul. But with a minute 18 to go here in the fourth quarter, Unitego in control, 59-35.
that Meg Sherman had 14 or 15 points today. She had 15 rebounds yesterday, double-digit rebounds again today. She's a freshman that has a lot of talent.
Ball loose at midcourt, pinballing around. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on Unitico, so Duanesburg will hold on to control of the basketball here with a minute 7 to go in this fourth quarter. Excuse me.
Nate, I don't know if you just caught Morgan Perry, who just got called for that foul, her third foul, but they're up 24. And she was just jumping up and down because she's so competitive. She doesn't want to give up any points.
No, that's for sure. That's how this Unitico team is. Duanesburg, a floater in the lane. Out of bounds it goes. Last touched by Duanesburg. I don't think Unitico got a piece, so it's going to go back to the Spartans with 56 seconds to go. Certainly helped them on the soccer pitch this fall, where they made an appearance in the state championship game. And
which one was the goalie, Morgan or Megan?
Meg is the goalie.
Okay.
And Morgan is a very good midfielder. And this pretty much this whole basketball team plays on the soccer team as well in the fall.
It's what you find in small schools, right? They all stick together playing the same sports, and the continuity carries over from one season to the next.
Three ball for the Eagles from the far side for Meyer is off the mark. It's no good, and Lexa Lucia is fouled with 29 seconds left, and got to give it to Duanesburg here. They're going to go hard until that final horn sounds.
Absolutely, but that will be their fifth foul of this quarter, sending Lucia to the line for two.
So again, Unitego on top, 59-35. After the final horn, we'll keep it right here for our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose awards tonight.
What schools was Haley between besides Brockport?
As the first shot at the line here for Alexa Lucia, she puts it up and in. Oh, let's see. I know she took a visit to Ithaca as well. Second shot here for Lucia. There were several smaller schools.
Well, I can tell you, as a Cortland person, I'm glad she picked Brockport over Ithaca.
Unitego rips this one down. They'll pass it ahead. Here's the younger sister, Alexa Lucia, putting it up and in. She's got seven. I know a lot of the smaller schools locally were interested. The Morris Mills, the Coble Skills, were all trying to say, hey, maybe would you want to come here and play? But she said what she wants to go to school for, some sort of psychology. Really fit. She liked the program and liked the team at Brockport and decided to make her decision.
They have a strong program, and I know I'm busting on it, but congratulations to her. That's whenever D3
shot here for Meyer is good.
D3 basketball has gotten harder and harder and harder, and to be able to play at any level is excellent.
Unitico's going to win this ball game. They'll throw it the length of the floor here. It's stolen away twice, and Unitico comes back with it. Lucia will try to take it to the rim, and that'll do it. The final horn sounds, and Unitico wins 62-38 to be the 2019 champions of the Dick White Christmas Holiday Tournament here in Cooperstown. So why don't you keep an eye on the All-Star team here as we'll go through our three awards on the broadcast, starting with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And just a kind of disclaimer here, when we do a game out of the area, Duanesburg not in our regular coverage area, we'll give all three awards to Unitego just for handing out purposes, I guess you could say. First up is the Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give it to Jenna Faulkner, 17 points here tonight. I thought that she was really tremendous.
Faulkner had an unbelievable game, and they just couldn't stop her going baseline. She took every advantage of it and scored 17. Pretty impressive.
Next up, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to go Morgan Perry here, 11 points, but as you said, diving for loose balls, block shots, rebounds. Did a little bit of everything tonight.
Yeah, Morgan Perry definitely had a game, not just tonight, but also last night. She had an excellent tournament all around.
And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, as Unitego comes out to pick up their championship trophy here. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's see who gets the Sportsmanship Award here. It's going to be Natalie Fountain for Cooperstown. That's who they're announcing for the Sportsmanship Award. I think for the All-Purpose Award, I'd like to go Haley Lucia from Unitego. Just did a little bit of everything. Gets into the lane, dishing, defense, you name it.
As Bobby Z said, she's the best player on the court, day in, day out, and she proves it. Everything goes through her.
She was really great. So we'll give Haley Lucia our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So they're announcing the All-Tournament team here. And Meg Sherman will come over for her All-Tournament championship, or her All-Tournament trophy, I should say. And we'll see who else gets the All-Tournament nod here. Madison Meyer is going to be selected here for the Duanesburg Eagles.
Yeah, Madison had an excellent tournament last week. Yesterday she played very well against Cooperstown, and she gets this opportunity to showcase her skill. And both her and Allison O'Hanlon, did an excellent job for the entire tournament.
Morgan Perry is selected to the All-Tournament team here for Unitego. And let's see who's going to get the MVP. Let's see. Haley Lucia will get the MVP. So congratulations to her. Rockport bound, as we've said a couple of different times. Congratulations to Haley Lucia. So the locals that are on the All-Tournament team, Meg Sherman from Cooperstown, Morgan Perry from Unitego, and the MVP in Haley Lucia. So congratulations. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show, and we're going to have the Cooperstown boys taking on Syracuse Institute of Technology in the Dick White Tournament Championship here on the boys' side. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on WCDO.